Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from The Atlantic about dealing with job loss. It's titled, Job Loss is a Kind of Grief.
Intriguing title. It suggests a deeper emotional process than just the practicalities of finding a new job. What's the core argument?
Well, the author, Erica Brown, draws a fascinating parallel between the grieving process for a lost loved one and the emotional turmoil of losing a job, particularly a sudden, unexpected one.
A bit of a bold comparison, isn't it? Death and job loss are hardly equivalent.
Brown acknowledges that, of course. She's not equating the two experiences in terms of magnitude, but rather highlighting the shared emotional responses. Disbelief, anger, sadness, even a sense of disorientation. Like the feeling of having your world turned upside down.
I see. So how does she bridge this comparison? What's the practical application?
Brown uses Jewish mourning rituals as a framework. Specifically, she talks about Shiva, the 7-day mourning period after a funeral, and how some of its principles can be adapted to cope with job loss.
Like what, specifically?
Well, during Shiva, the community rallies around the mourner, offering support, meals, a listening ear. Brown suggests doing the same for someone who's lost a job. Just showing up, bringing food, listening to their struggles, those gestures can be incredibly powerful.
That's a beautiful idea, actually. It's about acknowledging the loss and offering practical emotional support without minimizing the pain. I got it.
Exactly. She also talks about the storytelling that happens during Shiva, sharing memories of the deceased. Brown suggests something similar for job loss, encouraging people to talk about their work experiences, the things they were proud of, to help rebuild their sense of self-worth.
That's interesting. Almost like a professional eulogy, focusing on the positive aspects of their career, reclaiming the narrative after a potentially demoralizing experience. Isn't it?
Precisely. And finally, there's the ritual of walking the mourner around the block at the end of Shiva, symbolizing re-entry into the world. Brown suggests that this, too, has a parallel in job loss, reminding the person that they're not alone, that their network is still there to support them as they navigate this transition.
So it's about adapting these rituals to fit the context of job loss, not a literal application, but rather extracting the underlying principles of community support, emotional processing, and reintegration. It's, quite a unique perspective.
It is. I mean, while the comparison might seem initially jarring, it offers a valuable framework for understanding and addressing the emotional fallout of job loss. It's a reminder that grief takes many forms, and that the support and rituals we use in one context can be adapted and applied to others.
I'd even argue that it destigmatizes the emotional vulnerability that can come with job loss. We often focus so much on the practical aspects of finding new employment that we neglect the emotional toll. This framework offers a way to address that. Interesting.
Absolutely. Brown's article provides a fresh perspective on a common experience. It encourages us to think beyond the resume and the job search, and to recognize the very real grief that can accompany job loss. It's a human experience deserving of acknowledgement and support.
Indeed. Food for thought. Thank you for bringing this piece to our attention.
You're welcome. And thank you all for listening. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.